7 after the hour. Friday is upon us. The 15th, the Ides of June are upon us. Beware. Wasn't it Shakespeare who said that, Jennifer? Who said, beware the Ides of June? Eric Holder.
Lindsay Lohan, I think.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan. Yes, right. I should have thought
somebody.
That.
Kim Kardashian, maybe?
Maybe you're right about that. There she is, the very desirable, lovely, and warm Jennifer Horn, who's here to work through the big items of the day, the stories, the topics, if you will, the hot topics. It's our job in this hour to go through things that either people know a little about and they want to know more about, or they don't know anything about them, and we'll make up stuff because how will they know, right? That's the way. Shouldn't that, after all, that's only fair.
I don't know if we should throw that out, though. Do we want to
tell really? You don't want to tell people
news?
That?
No.
Oh, okay, all right. So, big news from Egypt today. The Supreme Court there decided to dissolve Parliament and allow a former Mubarak official to remain a candidate in the elections. They have a runoff election in Egypt. I think you have a new president. Mubarak's about dead, but apparently his legacy lives on. The judges were all appointed by him. Wait a minute, is this America? This is Egypt, excuse me. The court has overruled a law that would have barred former Mubarak officials jobs like the presidency. The Council on Foreign Relations senior fellow in the Middle East, Stephen Cook, says counter-revolutionary groups and former elements of the Mubarak regime have, over the past couple of months, been able to outmaneuver the new political parties trying to keep control. Because they benefited. We all know the story that Mubarak and his family had about $80 billion stashed away in Swiss banks and, you know, some American banks here and there. And so these guys want to inherit some of that. The country took over what Mubarak's, the family themselves have. But as you can imagine, Jennifer, the way it works is the guys on top also had their fingers in the till, had their hands out. And so they don't want the gravy train to stop. And that's really what the Muslim Brotherhood, and the reason for all of the upset was because of the corruption. Mm-hmm. So if, in fact, these people force, the Supreme Court forces these groups to have a presence, unless they corrupt the system itself, that is the election itself, and then they'll have all hell to pay because the Egyptian people aren't going to sit around after all of this and say, oh, well, we'll leave it in the hands of these Mubarak buddies. It ain't going to happen. But it's very interesting to see how it's the same as in Syria. And I guess most any place where people are in power, they don't want to give it up. They don't want to say, oh, it's been swell, it's been nice, see you all later. That's not what they want. And so in this circumstance, it looks like there'll be a lot of wild stuff going on. A lot of people are talking this week about the Russians, too. The attack helicopters that have come from Russia. And one of the reasons that there have been uprisings in the street, again, back to the new media, the social connections that people have on these various devices, and the fingers have been pointed at Putin, who basically anointed himself once again to be president of Russia. The people there don't like it. So the more these despots, more these dictators, the more these people who are in charge say, I'm going to keep power, the more they fly in the face of the reality that exists in any country where there are these connections. Why do you think the Russians want to pull the plug on the internet, or at least be able to monitor it and control it? Because Putin doesn't want to suffer what has been the fate of many of these other dictators, and what will be the fate of dictators, I think, everywhere sooner or later. What do you think?
I think so. The internet has made people realize that there's a whole new world out there, which, that's why they want to get rid of it in all these countries.
You think?
I think. I'm waxing poetic today.
Are you? Roses are red, violets are blue. When I think of jerks, I think of Mubarak. Doesn't quite work, does it?
No, we'll work on it, though.
Remember, can you?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. How about we do something about Syria? What can we say about Syria? What poetic wisdom can we come up with for Syria?
Someone roses are red, Syrians are blue.
Uh-huh. Hmm. When I think of the boot, I think of you.
Oh, that's good. I like it.
We can name that at a side, right? Waxing in the memory of a little silly, but it's Friday. 800-510-8255. Anything new with the presidential race?
I think it's still going on.
You think Obama still wants to be president again?
I think he still does. And
years?
I think Mitt Romney still does. Yeah, I think
you think Romney's going to spoil that for him?
I don't know.
All right, let's see here.
Gas prices are low. Funny how that happens right before an election, isn't it?
Well,
it happened the last time, too.
Come
it happens
on.
All the time.
Are you kidding? Now, this is a coincidence.
Really?
I don't know. All right, the 15th, you're halfway between the beginning and end of Gay Pride Month. You knew that this is Gay Pride Month, right?
I did not know they had a whole month. I knew that there was a gay pride celebration in L.A. last weekend.
Yeah. This summer, the Pentagon is going to salute gays in the military. I think it's later on this month, in fact. That announcement was made yesterday. Those of you who hold that stuff near and dear, I thought you ought to know that. 800-510-8255 reaches us here on the Good Day program as we go through, the items of interest and importance that we have dug up, we being Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen, you can join us. It's doug@dougsteffen.com email or jennifer@dougsteffen.com. Follow us on facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day as we continue to peruse the items of interest 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, 2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
800-510-8255. So let's see here. The central banks ready to, these are from the major economies around the world, taking steps including coordinated action to stabilize markets as a number of economies prepare for a possible financial storm after the elections scheduled for Greece this weekend. A lot of this, the Spanish situation certainly isn't good, and it affects what's going on here. The stock market did very well for, a week or so, and then it went down 215 points, didn't it, the other day? Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm.
I never feel myself, because that stuff changes back and forth. I don't think it means anything. Dow Jones and average, I don't think any of this stuff means, it's like dominoes. They're playing with monopoly money. It sort of reminds me of the conversation this week. You know, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, name is Jamie Dimon, mm-hmm. testified before a Senate committee on the financial losses the company suffered earlier this year. If you really understand it, I mean, this now in this age of scrutiny of the banks, which is not bad, certainly, but $2 billion, even though it sounds like a lot of money, for a bank like J.P. Morgan Chase,
not that much.
It's not really a big deal. Mm-hmm. They make bad trades all the time. Some days they make a lot of money. Some days they make $2 billion. Some days they lose $2 billion. So, under the circumstances, I don't get why people get themselves, and I don't think people understand it, otherwise they wouldn't get all this so wrinkled. This guy may be the best manager of a bank in the country. Even though most of us don't like the big banks, certainly we don't like Bank of America. That's number one on everybody's, like American Airlines. The top five things that people hate most, Bank of America and American Airlines, are always right on top. Isn't it interesting that they have the name America in them, too?
Exactly.
Anyway, the emphasis from Mr. Dimon is that no client, customer, taxpayer lost any money. And again, because this is the way business happens. Shares of J.P. Morgan went up after he was there to $34.50. They'd been in the low 30s. So, you know what? I think this is much ado about nothing. And people say, wow, if you had money there, you wouldn't think that. No, you don't get it. It isn't as pictured by the news media. Even the financial news media, CNBC, Fox Business, the television stuff, the Wall Street Journal, and others, how did they cover this? The people who really knew what was going on, I'm not saying this is good. I'm just saying it's part of the way business happens. It's the way it's done. These people have control of billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, if you can believe it. So losing a couple of billion bucks in a situation like that, God, it sounds horrible, and we're glad it wasn't our money, but it is all washed with some trade that they make, some insider, who knows what they do to make this kind of dough. But they didn't get to be as big and tough and powerful as they are by making a lot of these mistakes. Now, you can say, well, what happened, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when all the banks had big problems? And that was a different kind of a deal. That wasn't investing. That was running a portfolio of homes. And, you know, when you really go back to the basics here, this all, I don't think people know, the whole housing crisis started as a result of a newspaper article in the San Francisco Chronicle about a condo development that went bad. And from that, somehow or other, everybody started, the news media in San Francisco and then the news media in California, then the news media around the country, started looking at loans and portfolios and what else was going bad, because there were a number of these things that had turned bad, turned sour. And all of a sudden, we find that there is this massive fear built around news media. I'm not saying that these things weren't really going on, but there was an aggregate here. They put all this stuff together and created a fear that had not all of these things been put together, something might have worked out. So, okay, this guy's lost $155 million over here, and so he's going to go bankrupt. All right, that's fine. And then you work things out one at a time. But with this massive landslide of information, people just, oh, my God, look at this horrible thing. And they started doing a run on banks. Yeah, that's part of the whole thing, too. Anyway, I don't know. Is there anything new under the sun? I think that mostly the problems we have in our world are created by the news media. And we can say, well, they're shining a light on people who are doing things that are illegal or that are bad. Yeah, there's a yes and a no to that. Anyway, 21 after the hour. Jennifer, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, she says. It's 21 after.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Chicago, one of your own, having a very difficult time in L.A. Did you hear this yesterday? Burglars broke into Kanye West's home. Yeah. Yeah. As a result, 500 marble statues of Kanye West are missing. They're nudes, all of them.
Have you seen these ads on TV for something called the Furniture Fix? These long plastic strips you put under your sofa cushions to keep your sofa from sagging.
Yeah, yeah.
How fat are we getting in this country? Okay? Are we crushing sofas now? Is that what it is? You want to keep your sofa from sagging? Try a salad, okay? Try that. Try that. Try a salad.
Have you watched the show Game of Thrones on HBO? Do you swear allegiance to Joffrey, our true king? I didn't think so. The creators of the show revealed in some DVD commentary that one of the decapitated heads, there are a lot of decapitated heads on this show, one of the heads is, this head is a replica of President Bush's head. It's the head of George Bush with the hair of Billy Ray Cyrus or something. From when he toured with Motley Crue. The producers of the show said they weren't trying to make a political statement. They said they're on a budget and they had to use whatever fake heads they had lying around, which makes me wonder why they would have a George Bush head lying around.
Yesterday, President Obama said the GOP's platform could be summed up in a single tweet that would say, things aren't as good as they should be, and it's Obama's fault. In response, the GOP issued a statement saying, hey, that's pretty good. Can you retweet that? That's pretty good. I like that. Right for us. Speaking of President Obama, today he gave a major speech where he defended his handling of the economy. If there were tons of people in the audience, you know, since nobody had to be at work.
That's pretty interesting. All right, some of the late night show comedy here on the Good Day program, 26 past the hour. Also, good television usually each day, the View. The five ladies of The View discussing their overview of the hot topics of the day, including the fate of John Edwards. Let's listen.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. Justice Department said it will not try to seek reentry on John Edwards on any unresolved counts of illegal use of campaign funds. So is he officially off the hook? Or has justice been served? I mean, what's...
You know, I feel like they already said what it was, the judge and the jury. It's none of my business unless you try to run for president. Then I'm looking at your integrity.
I think he should make a great game show host right now. Let him do that. He's got the hair. He's got the look. Let him do something.
Just make him co-host with you on your show.
You joke, but yeah. Somebody will because he's very personable. Yeah. But, you know, then you think, you know, he's a lawyer. Do they disbar him?
He was a good ambulance chaser, they used to call that type of guy.
A lot of insurance issues are awfully due to his work, too, so we can't have to go back to those times, too.
But he made a lot of money.
Do you think that he can go back and practice law? I mean, is it sort of... Yeah, so he,
he's able to proceed with his life as usual, correct? So I guess other than thinking he's kind of a jerk.
It's not illegal to be a bonehead. It's just, it's not illegal to be a bonehead.
I'm happy for his daughter who was,
No,
the little ones are still, you know, little and taken care of, but the elder daughter, Kate, who was there every day, I mean,
well, now he's got to move on that road to mend with his family.
Well, speaking of mending,
one more point. It's like Kate. This is so. She was like almost like the good wife standing by the guy. The mother died, unfortunately, and then she had to stand by him. It's almost like all these guys have to have a woman standing there sort of to justify a little bit. You know, I'm not
talking about
fine. The other wives may want to do it also. I'm just saying that that's the image that I remember. A woman standing next to an adulterer.
Huh. All right. So, John Edwards, one of those lightning rod characters. One word, Jennifer, when you think of John Edwards, what do you think?
Greasy.
All right. So maybe he could make a good game show host after all.
Yeah, maybe.
More of the hot topics of the day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stefanard, good day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, boys and girls, this is a topic I talk about every year, and for good reason. It's boating season, and that means it's time to pay attention to some basic safety rules. First, there's the big boating no-no, BUI, or boating under the influence. Why? Because between the hot sun and the salt air, boating operators are likely to become impaired more quickly than someone who's driving in their car, drink for drink. In fact, it's crazy to me that several states still don't have mandatory boating instruction. The good news is that the U.S. Coast Guard site is a great resource for online and hands-on courses for operating personal watercraft. Last but not least is the all-important life jacket. Life jackets have saved lives even when the wearer is thrown from the boat, is injured or unconscious, or is unable to swim because their clothes have become waterlogged. And a majority of boating deaths, people not wearing their life preservers. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Card. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her leg started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go thinking it would get better, but when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to the worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Card is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Dear man, and by man I mean you. It's time for your annual summer shopping spree. Time to replace your torn cargo shorts, grease-stained polos, and worn thin swim trunks. Well, good news, Flyboy. Everything Manish is on sale at Old Navy. Think that's something? Get 50% off all polos, short sleeve shirts, swimwear, and more now through Sunday. We could only make this event more manly if we sold battleships and firm handshakes. How do we do it? We're Old Navy. It's what we do. The greatest deals known to man. Hundreds of items are 50% off now through Sunday. Valid June 14 through 17, select styles only. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday the 15th of June. Jennifer Horn and I are discussing some of the things that you probably ought to know about this good day. What is there new about Jerry Sandusky? There's nothing there, is there?
Still in court. Yeah. Still hearing bad things about him.
There's a national manhunt.
Mm-hmm.
Got underway yesterday afternoon for a New York surgeon accused of gunning down his ex-girlfriend at the hospital where they both worked. I first saw this and I thought this was a plot from Private Practice or something. What's that other hospital show that's around now? The one that Dreamy McDreamy is in?
Oh, Grey's Anatomy you're talking about.
Yeah, would this work there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a shooting at the end of the season. There's always some drama.
So what happened at the end of this past season?
There was a helicopter crash and one of the most favorite people on the show got axed.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
The one that played Lexi. She was newer to the show, but she'd still been on several seasons. She played Meredith's sister.
You know what upset me? Wasn't that English Alex? What's her name? Alex Kingston?
Mm-hmm. She was on ER.
She was on ER?
Yes.
Oh, okay. She wasn't on this show.
I thought so.
I thought she was very attractive. And not that that means
lots
anything.
Lots of wild hair. She had pretty wild hair, didn't she?
Wild hair, yes. Speaking of wild, Bristol Palin is being sued by this guy that she fought with. Now, at first I was trying to remember, did they have a bar fight, like a fisticuff fight? She was riding she was at the Saddle Ranch. Ever been there?
Yes, I have, several
times. West Hollywood? What's it like in there?
It's like a Western bar, not necessarily country, kind of rockabilly.
Really?
And they have, the main thing that Saddle Ranch is known for is they have a bull, and you can ride the bull.
So, apparently, Bristol Palin was riding that bull, and somebody recognized her. This guy, she got into an argument, and not only did they argue, they were talking about her mother, Sarah,
mm-hmm.
and after she left, the argument went viral. So this guy, Stephen Hanks, who was involved in the argument, is suing Bristol Palin because Bristol Palin went public and said the reason she was moving back to Alaska was this guy.
Really?
So now he's suing her for defamation. How do you get away? And Gloria Allred's not his lawyer.
I was going to say, even Gloria wouldn't touch that case.
Nah,
that seems kind of dumb.
Give me a... This, come on.
Anyway, there's something about her that I like, and I'm not sure I quite know what it is.
I think
single mother. She's 21. Yeah. She's kind of taking advantage of her mother's notoriety, but I think she's smart on her own. She was pretty good on the Dancing with the Stars, right?
She was pretty good on Dancing with the Stars, and I think what's nice is that, you know, yeah, she's not in the ideal situation having a baby so young, but she has done a good job of kind of making him a priority, where a lot of times you see these girls, like the teen moms on MTV, are in jail all the time. You know,
it's,
at least she's making taking lemons and making them into lemonade.
Yeah, there's nothing about her, actually, when I think about it. Is it her responsibility at 16 for having gotten pregnant? Or does her mother bear responsibility, some of it, the father? What kind of a circumstance?
It lays in you. I mean, we don't know what kind of home she grew up in. I mean, we can assume what kind of home she grew up in.
But what do you think home was like? What's the Palin household like?
I don't know. But even the strictest households, you can have this kind of thing happen.
Well, mostly strict households create this. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think you'd find more of them than not, frankly. And one would wonder, doing a survey of people that get into these circumstances, whether it's more, does it happen more among people who are more right of center or left of center? I think that'd be a fascinating heads of household, left of center versus heads of household, right of center. How much more promiscuous behavior takes place that ends up in something like this taking place? Do you think that'd be an interesting Pew research?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I wonder if it has anything to do with it at all.
I don't know. 800-510-8255. Do a little research here ourselves. It's an email to Jen and or Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day, at Twitter Good Day Show, or Twitter at Good Day Show. Probably works. Drivers in the nation's capital spotted a UFO.
I saw that.
Being towed on local highways. Witnesses saw this saucer-shaped vessel on Interstate 270 in the Beltway being pulled behind a tractor trailer.
The government then denied it and said, what did they say it was? Something else.
An 80-foot-long military drone.
Do you believe it?
X-47B is the model number. Serial number 325-820.
Telling you, I think I've watched too much Grimm and all those sci-fi shows, because I feel like they're here.
You know what really, this is the number one item that people don't know this week. The Environmental Protection Agency is now using drones to monitor farms, mostly in the Midwest, mostly farms that have cattle on them. The EPA is monitoring dairy farmers and cattle ranchers to make sure they don't have too many animals on the farm and they're not harming the environment. Do you know how much one trip, one of those flights in a drone costs versus whatever benefit may come? You could have a herd of 400 cows that wouldn't be worth what it cost to send that drone up once.
Wow.
How many people knew this is what?
I had no idea.
The
what's
government's
the point?
Getting
so
out
you
of
guys
control.
Can't make raw milk.
Well, the point? Who the hell knows what the point is? The point is that there, once again, Americans after Americans, using taxpayer dollars to do what essentially? How much harm does a cow, 10 cows, excuse me, even 100 cows do peeing into a river if that's what they're looking for? Or even pooping into a river. Versus what it costs the taxpayer. What taxpayer benefit is the question. What taxpayer benefit comes from spending hundreds of thousands of dollars sending up drones? Get them anyway? Why does the EPA have drones?
Because isn't there a concern about cows and methane? Could that be what they're looking for?
No. You can measure methane in a barn with a simple device. If the animals are inside, that's right. And that's a big, that's a bunch of baloney, too. And many farmers are becoming much more responsible, if that's what you want to call it, capturing the methane, using it for fuel. It's a great fuel. And many people are doing it with digesters, manure pits, that sort of thing. where they can fuel, there's enough fuel in there to farm the electricity needs on the whole farm. But to have drones flying over farms in Minnesota, Wisconsin, wherever the big dairy states and the other states where there are animals, it's just wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And I'll bet most people listening to this program right now didn't know what was going on.
I didn't.
Yeah. Hopefully there's more than
you. You enlighten me every day, Dougie.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. 800-510-8255. So the annual report by, speaking of the Aggies, why the U.S. Department of Agriculture is doing the study, who knows. But the information on what it will cost you. If you have a child born to you this day in Bethlehem or someplace else, it'll cost you $234,900 to raise that child from when he or she comes out of the womb to when
is
she goes
like
off.
Is that like a designer raising or is that a plain wrap raising?
That's plain wrap.
Can I do it cheaper?
This includes food, clothing, health care. Let's see, only until the age of 17. I thought it was 21, but it's till the age of 17 getting out of high school. $234,900. Biggest expense would be of that list of three, food, clothing, or housing. What do you think?
I think it's a lot.
No. But which of the three do you think is the most expensive? For health care, clothing, food?
Yeah, insurance, health care.
No. Housing.
Housing, really?
Housing is the basic, yeah, right. This is the expenditures on children by families report.
Hmm.
And after housing...
Housing surprises me because you think people already have that going on before they have a kid.
You'll be amazed at what the number two item is on this list. Housing's number one. Child care, number two.
That I believe, because it's expensive. If you have to work, which most people do now.
But what doesn't it wipe out the cost of child care oftentimes wipes out whatever is made by the second
Yeah, it party, sure does. Right? But think about how many people, I mean, single parents there are now. I mean, I would think about doing it on my own if I don't meet Mr. Wright.
Yeah.
And that would be a major consideration for me. I mean, it would almost be like, let's wait till Mom retires because you're going to have to help me out here. You know, I mean, and not everybody's in that situation. A lot of people have to pay for it.
In 1960, a middle-income family would have spent about $25,000 over the same period of time. So it's like almost 10 times as
much.
Now, certainly there's inflation involved, but wow is right. Wow, wow, wow. Now, that's pretty enlightening information. That's what we're about here. Info that you wouldn't probably be hearing about or thinking about were it not for us bringing it to the attention of both of your ears. Paul's in Danville, Illinois. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, good day. How we doing?
I think we're fine. How are you doing?
Great.
Are you somebody's father?
Yes, I am.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. Happy Father's Day to you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Jennifer, happy Father's Day. All right, so you're into the drones?
No, I'm totally for small government. But I think the issue with the cattle is what they call confined animal feeding operation, CAFO.
Yeah.
And there are limits and regulations because most of your dairy farms now are mega, mega farms with, you know, tens of thousands of animals.
Right. They're disgusting. They're disgusting. Yeah, not like my farm. Disgusting.
Exactly. They're not talking about cattle in a pasture, I hope. I'm not the EPA, but
Well, that's what I heard from somebody. Somebody in Minnesota told me that was, because there aren't many of these. The mega farms are mostly in the Southwest. The traditional farms, although bigger now, I think most of the average farmer, dairy farms in Massachusetts are scarce, only 160 of them. And I think that the average number of cows being milked is between 100 and 200 on those farms. That's what I have. Average number, I think, in Wisconsin is about 400, 500. In Minnesota, I'm not quite sure. But you're right. They're not talking about pastured cows. They're trying to monitor this other stuff. But what do they need to spend all that money on drones for? Send an inspector to the place, for God's sakes. Have them get in the car and go out there and say, okay, this is a mess. Clean it up.
I'm with you. They could monitor the discharge that's going into the water.
Yeah.
And if it's too much nutrients, too much contamination, then put a cork in it. I don't know, but
we've lost our small dairy farms.
Yeah, we've lost our small dairy farms.
Yeah.
We have one left, and it's a little cottage industry. But we in Indiana and Illinois, there's literally dairy farms with nearly 10,000 animals.
Yeah, I knew
a
guy.
The concern is the discharge into the water.
Yep, I knew a guy who went to work, and he was a farmer in New York State. Went out to Indiana to run a farm, had 20,000 cows.
Wow.
You can't do it with, it's even with 2,000 cows. You can't really do it right. That's why the milk is such garbage today, and some of the other dairy products. It's just garbage. It's just
a huge factory. But that's the economy has driven farms to this direction.
Well,
the mega.
Yeah, the big, it's like every other business. Every other business, the bigger are getting bigger, and they want to put the little guys out of business, and the old family farm is going away. And it's much of it is government regulation in concert with the big industries who want to put the small industries out of business. Get all of them out so we can get bigger and tougher.
It's Paul, the Walmart philosophy.
Yeah, you're right, and it's disgusting. All right, Paul, thank you. Linda, quick comment before we have to move on.
I did some study on the drones. That's over what they call Section 7 over four states. And it under an executive order signed by Clinton, I think in 94, Obama has had 17 government agencies come together kind of quietly. Anyway, it has to do with, it's actually the bottom line is the environmental wackos, but it has to do with the water table. The aquifers are, they have too many cattle and the runoffs going into the water table. But it's very frightening. The one state that's furious about it is Nebraska.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing with the surveillance drones is totally illegal, so the farmers are fighting back. But the 17 agencies that have gone together, if you can look it up on the internet, but it's very frightening. That I mean, it's a complete intrusion into the farmers and ranchers' lives, but it has to do with the water table.
Yep.
And I could give you examples of.
Nope.
See,
I got it. I got the deal. Thank you, Linda. It's 12:40 the hour on Good Day.
The government apparently used a predator drone to arrest a North Dakota farmer who they caught stealing cows. The guy was stealing cows, and they have those planes that fly over the border, and the spy plane caught the guy in action stealing the cows. Yeah. And a lot of farmers are really worried that they're being spied on, especially sheep farmers. Yeah,
safe like repair, safe like replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, $2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on string sticks and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
I'm a regular dad. Jennifer,
you're
not.
Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you very much. It'd be a nice experience to have quick calls from children and say, Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, right.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
How do you do, Austin, Milwaukee, hello, Indianapolis. Give him a howdy-ho, Hank, there, will you, Jennifer, please?
Howdy-ho, Hank.
Providence, Raleigh, Nashville, nice to have you on board. West Palm Beach, not a bad place to be. Norfolk, Greensboro, Jacksonville, Memphis, KWAM, how do you do? Time now for us to delve into the world as we make your life better. The technological developments in the past 24 hours, as reported every day by Shelley Palmer, expectation of privacy in the 21st century is under scrutiny. Yet once again, we've all said it before, and you can say it again, forget about it. Here's Shelley in a moment with more as to why.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, I've said it before and I'll say it again. There is no reasonable expectation of privacy in the 21st century. Still, people are irked when they think their privacy is being violated. The latest uproar is over so-called spy planes used by Google and Apple to produce extremely detailed maps. They're using 3D mapping technology that captures aerial images so detailed that it's possible to tell what brand of pen you're using. Obviously, this is a new use for some very sophisticated technology, so it's easy to understand why some people are up in arms about it. But that's putting blame in the wrong place. Technology can't be good or bad. That's a distinction that's reserved for people. This is the perfect opportunity to start talking about what privacy really means in the information age. Should companies be allowed to watch you sunbathing in your backyard without asking your permission? Is that a price we're willing to pay to have better 3D maps? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. 2010 CRA data.
We know him as one of football's best, but now we're seeing a different side. Bobby Owens has more on how Eli Manning is celebrating this weekend for Father's Day.
Football quarterback and two-time MVP Eli Manning knows what it feels like to be voted MVP. But these days, he's mostly focused on being an MVD, most valuable dad. Alongside one-year-old daughter, Ava, Manning is teaming up with Pampers to celebrate the active role dads play in parenting this Father's Day.
Being a parent is the toughest job in the world, but it's also the most precious. And that's why I'm thrilled to be partnering with Pampers this Father's Day to celebrate dads and all they do for their family.
Manning is used to throwing the pigskin, but now, a baseball?
Thanks to Pampers, I'll be back on the field this weekend. This time, a baseball field, where my daughter and I have the privilege of throwing out the first pitch at the upcoming New York Mets Father's Day game to help celebrate all the amazing dads out there.
Moms and babies can share a special Father's Day greeting from Eli with the most valuable dad in their life. Visit the Pampers Facebook page for more details. That's Lifestyles from Pampers.
All right, imagine yourself driving down the highway, your car windows are open, favorite summer song is playing, and you're speeding down the highway. Brian Osich finds out that this isn't the coolest or most efficient way to actually cool down when you're behind the wheel.
This time of year, many motorists are rolling down the window to let the wind blow through their hair, but GM's senior manager for the Energy Center, Roger Clark, says this can be a real drag for your vehicle's fuel economy.
One of the best things you can do to improve your car's fuel economy is keep the windows up when you're above 40 miles an hour on the highway. It has a big effect on the drag for the vehicle, the aerodynamics, and it causes the air to be turbulent around the car. So if you're below 40, keep the windows down if you want to stay cooler.
Clark says there are other ways to consider to help improve your vehicle's fuel economy.
Your speed is the biggest factor. Every 10 miles an hour higher in speed, you lose about 4 miles per gallon in fuel economy. Cruise control helps a lot. Acceleration is the next biggest factor. Acceleration causes your car to use a lot of fuel when you're accelerating hard.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from General Motors.